MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, April 30, 2025. A Gloucester 4th of July without fireworks? It's possible. And a North Shore town rejects 3A. Mostly sunny, windy, mid to upper 60s. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:06 p.m. Matt Petrie reports in the Newburyport Daily News. Bucking the trend of many municipalities, residents at Monday's town meeting in West Newbury shot down a proposed zoning change that would have made the town compliant with the state's MBTA zoning law. Discussion of the controversial zoning article took up almost half of the four-hour gathering and drew the second-largest crowd to town meeting since 2001, according to town officials. Beginning at 6 p.m., an hour earlier than normal due to the unusually large number of warrant articles and the expected debate over the MBTA zoning, 530 residents came out to cast their votes. The vote was 227 in favor and 302 against 3A zoning. Michael McHugh is writing in the Salem News. Salem's licensing board voted 2-1 Monday night to deny a controversial application for a seasonal all-liquor license for a proposed entertainment facility at Salem Willows. The application for Axes and Bows, submitted by Brit Bar owner Gideon Kaltoff, sought to renovate the 3,700-square-foot space at 197 Ford Avenue, the former location of Salem Low, into an entertainment facility with a bar, kitchen, seating areas, and a game area for axe throwing, archery, and Nerf dart games. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
ItemLive.com is reporting that Peabody Mayor Edward A. Betancourt Jr. has announced his intention to seek re-election this fall, pointing to transformative public projects as key reasons for another term. Since taking office in 2011, Betancourt has overseen major accomplishments including the opening of the new Higgins Middle School, improvements to water infrastructure and parks, flood mitigation, and stable public safety staffing, all while maintaining strong fiscal management. Gail McCarthy writes in the Gloucester Times, the July 3 Gloucester fireworks display is on the chopping block if there is not an infusion of donations by May 21 when a contract needs to be signed. The fireworks show is a grassroots effort organized by the nonprofit Gloucester Fund and not a city spearheaded event. Last year, the city donated $7,500 for the July 3 fireworks, but the total cost for the show and one during the Schooner Festival on Labor Day weekend was $70,000. Organizers have not received any confirmation about what the city can contribute this year. In 2025, due to the soaring cost of insurance for the fireworks shows, the cost for both the July 3 and the Labor Day weekend shows will total $90,000. An amount of more than $20,000 is for liability insurance. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell in sports, St. Mary's of Lynn has a new basketball coach. The school has hired Georgetown coach Josh Calty of Linfield. Calty led the Royals to the MIAA Division IV state title earlier this year. In his 8 years at the school, he has recorded 100 wins, with the 100th being the state championship game. In boys lacrosse, Swampscott beat Danvers 5-2. Chase Russo had 2 goals for the Big Blue. It was Winthrop 9, Peabody 7. Marblehead 17, Salem 1. Reese Moore scored 4 goals for the Magicians. And St. John's Prep edged BC High 7-6 in overtime, with Josh Barton getting the game winner. In girls lacrosse, Marblehead trounced Salem 16-2. Maddie Forbes led the scoring with 5 goals. Peabody picked up a 16-1 win over Winthrop to improve to 7-2 for the season, as Brooke Lemazny scored 4 goals and added 2 assists in the Tanners' win. The Celtics and the Red Sox both won last night. The Celtics advanced to the second round of the MBT playoffs with a series-winning 120-89 win over the Orlando Magic. And the Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 10-2 last night with five home runs. That game played in Toronto, and the two teams will do it again tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.